Time to check in on the numbers here on this Friday morning, and we go to Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, it looks like so far soybeans having a bit of a struggle out there this morning.
Yeah, actually, we've had pressure on the markets overnight for most of the night. We have seen the corn come back here a little bit on the reopen at 8:30. But let's look at prices here. December corn is at 376 3/4, up 1.5. The November beans are at 916. They're down 11. And December wheat is 512. That's up 2.75. On the livestock side, we have the fat cattle October at 147.75, down 10. Feeder cattle September 210, down 32. And the October hogs are at 65.35. That's up 30. On the crude oil, the crude is up a little bit, 43.41 on the October, and the dollar is at 96.46, which is about unchanged right now. For the week, we've been down about 10 cents on the corn, about 30 cents on the beans, and right now wheat's down about 1.5. And on the soybeans, that's based on the August, of course, this week, and it will change as August goes off the board today. We're under pressure a little bit overnight here, I think, on some of the extended forecasts. We got a little bit more rain in some of the forecasts than what we've had in the past. The Pro Farmer Tour starts on Monday. That may put some focus on, you know, some of the results that they're coming up with. Yesterday, the markets were a little bit higher. The funds came in and bought about 16,000 corn, 11,000 beans, and about 6,000 wheat. The FSA will be out on Monday, and they'll have the first look at farmer acres. The prevent plant and the failed acres that they report will be looked at pretty closely. As far as the total acres, I'm not sure that's going to be a huge deal. So we kind of took a punch to the gut here this week with the USDA report in midweek, and weather forecasts are a little bit bearish right now. I think it's probably a good time for a two-day break here, and we'll see as we come back in Monday if we can hold that 360-65 area on the Dease corn and the $9 area on the November beans.